大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次回来收听盘吉杰尼告诉你。
Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode. I'm Diana.
好，那今天呢，我们要聊聊在全世界各地都非常火的一款网红甜点，那就是
That is Dubai Chocolate.
迪拜巧克力啊。那讲到迪拜巧克力呢，三四月份的时候回国，哇，我在国内不同的城市我都吃过迪拜巧克力，而且吃过不同的这个 versions， 有饮料咖啡啦，有冰淇淋啦，然后呢最近在美国旅游还是在加拿大本土都是各种各样的迪拜巧克力。那今天呢，我跟达安娜就要跟大家讲讲它到底有什么特别之处啊，让它在全世界各地那么风靡。
Kind of crazy how in such a short time this dessert has pretty much proliferated everywhere, and you know, every dessert has some kind of version that could be considered this Dubai chocolate version.
迪拜巧克力呢，它最主要叫有三个元素，对不对？ Three key elements.
Right. First is chocolate, of course. The second is pistachio, and sometimes.That's the nut itself, or it could be a cream, or both. And then the third is this kind of crunchy, crispy pastry. They call that gataifi.
反正我觉得就是一定要有这个一丝一丝脆的酥的，如果没有这个真的，哇，少很多。它就不是 Dubai chocolate, 那就是什么 pistachio and chocolate.
Right.
好，所以其实就是这样的一种不同原料，然后不同味道，还有最主要不同口感的结合，是吧？其实不光是这一款了，就很多网红的甜点、网红的食品都要有。
Right, yeah. So you get kind of the creaminess from that pistachio, you get the richness from chocolate, and of course you get the crunchiness from that phyllo dough.
Phyllo dough 就是那个酥皮，然后它是切成不知道怎么处理成一丝一丝特别细的、mm-hmm. 对吧？
Right, right.
好，那刚刚开心果，开心果英语叫做
pistachio.
这属于这种Nuts 里面比较难念的，我觉得不像什么 peanut、almond、对吧？都很好念，这个音节比较多。Pistachio， 它虽然这个拼法呢拼写是 ch， 但这里我们是发 sh 的音。
Yes。
好，那 Diana， 你记得你第一次吃 Dubai chocolate 是什么时候吗
？I want to say it was maybe a year ish ago, maybe two.In very recent memory, I tried part of a chocolate bar that my cousin shared with us.
Oh, 你是真的吃了一个巧克力，这个 flavor 就是 Dubai chocolate.
Yes, it was a chocolate bar, but I don't think it was, you know, the OG chocolate bar that started this whole trend.
你说的 OG 就是 original, 我们也可以讲 OG, 就是最原始的那个，是吧？
Yes, yes.
其实我想想啊，我吃过那么多迪拜巧克力的变种啊，什么冰淇淋啦、面包啦、什么蛋糕啦，我唯独没有吃过正儿八经的一个 chocolate bar。
We have to get you one, Jenny.
好，那既然说到他这个故事啊，全球范围内在什么 TikTok、Instagram 上面，后来在国内走红，也是这一两年的事情。可是这个 OG 原始的是更早一点，是吧？
Yes, so I did a little bit of research, and there is a Wikipedia page on Dubai Chocolate, and it seems like they got their start back in 2021, or roughly around then.
很有意思的故事是一个准妈妈，然后怀孕 pregnant 的时候，就她很想吃一些什么东西，然后最后她就为自己做了这个 dream, 她想吃的东西就是迪拜巧克力啊。
Yeah, yeah. So the creator, her name is Sarah Hamouda, and she lives in Dubai. And this kind of what we ultimately got, which is this Dubai chocolate bar, she kind of had these pregnancy cravings that included, you know, chocolate, pistachio, and like something crunchy and also a little bit tangy. And so there is sometimes cream cheese or, you know, like a yogurt that's used to createThis pistachio paste inside. So she worked with another pastry chef to kind of come up with this dessert. And today we have Dubai chocolate.
Oh, 怪不得我就觉得就哎呦，就 whoever came up with it 就真的很懂消费者的心 because she literally invented and made it for herself, right?
Right. And in fact, the original name that they named this dessert was called Can't Get Canafe of It.
Oh, like enough. No.
Yeah, exactly.
你刚刚讲的时候，我 Google 了一下这个女生的照片 ,Sarah Hamuda, 还是个美女。蛮漂亮的。感谢她，对。但现在很多。Yeah, 现在很多人我们不知道 OG 的这个故事。
因
为我们对 Dubai Chocolate 接触都是比如你在上海啊在北京 right, locally。但就是但迪拜我觉得它整个的这个地方就给人一种就是那种奢华然后高品质的感觉。所以你就觉得这个应该还味道不错的。
Yeah, yeah. I think, just using the pistachio itself, it is a more fancy or, you know, like luxury premium kind of nut, as opposed to like,you know, the everyday peanut, you know?
Right.
And so just adding that with chocolate, I think definitely elevates this dessert to, you know, a different level.
是，然后刚刚你用到一连串非常好的词哦，比如说你说开心果是一个比较高级的食材嘛，对吧？就跟比如很 everyday 的花生相比。然后呢，高级你从简单口语的 fancy 哈，一直到比较难的一些词，就是luxury 奢华的哦 luxurious right、形容词。然后还有一个 extravagant， 我们也可以用，是吧
？Yes, exactly.
哦，另外常常形容甜点的还有一个词就是 decadent。
Oh yes, that's a great word.
比如你看什么哈根达斯的冰淇淋啊，什么就很 decadent，就里面哇、各种各样好东西都有，而且 decadent 也是要你比较 high quality 的是吧
？Oh, for sure, high quality,kind of you know premium, and also has a very rich mouthfeel.
口感除了 texture 还可以叫 mouthfeel 啊 that's very、就真的很中文直译
yes
那 mouthfeel 你感觉是这几年是从我们中文翻译过去的还是 it's always been
I think the word has always existed but I do feel like it's maybe used a little bit more often now
好然后你说的 premium 也是这个高级高品质啊、那总之呢最后，戴安娜还说 ，it just elevates， 是吧、？elevates、
right.
the dessert。然后，总之这么多 extravagant、decadent、premium 食材呢，最后就会提高你整个甜品的质量。就戴安娜用到一个很好的动词哈
，right， so elevated，
elevate， elevate 就电梯是 elevator 是吧
？Yeah， exactly。
所以它就会让你提升的意思啊、
，right。
这迪拜巧克力呢我们刚刚也说它有很多很多不同的演绎啊有很多不同的形式。
Right, so I think the first one, which I've seen all over my social media feed, this is going to be Dubai chocolate strawberries.
哎呀我上个周末还刚刚吃。
Yeah, what did you think of it?
哦、我觉得很不错因为 Dubai Chocolate 就有点太甜太腻了。
yeah, it's a little bit, yeah.
而且呢就最主要我们北美的这个草莓吧真的跟国内不能比。So usually our strawberries are quite hard and sour and tart.、
Right.
然后你光那样吃你会觉得很难吃。但是呢、没关系你把搞成 Dubai Chocolate, 上面浇点巧克力酱开心果的那种。它其实有点像 cream, 对吧那样一个绿绿的。
Yes, right.
然后呢还有那个 crunchy 的那个 kataifi, 什么 pastry.
Yeah, yeah.
然后我吃的那个它上面还真的搞了一些就是弄碎的开心果。
Nice, yeah. That sounds really good.
觉得那个味道很好。
Yeah.
我怎么会去买呢就是这个店的门口就放了一个 poster, 很漂亮的一杯这个、Dubai Chocolate Strawberry, 然后我就进去了发现这个店里面好多人大家都在等着一个东西。
yeah, it's definitely、kind of this like shortcut right now to get people in the door, right? Like you just put、a poster of something with like pistachio and chocolate and you're gonna draw a crowd.I think another way to put it is that a lot of people are jumping on the bandwagon.
就看我怎么能够跟迪拜巧克力沾上边 right?
Yes.
How can I take advantage of this global viral trend. 好，那当然它有一些比如它非常适合做冰淇淋的口味啦，然后什么咖啡对吧，像摩卡，然后你就把它再搞成里面又有开心果酱啊，又有巧克力风味酱的这种。
嗯哼。
然后还有就我前面讲的 pastry 嘛。
Yes, yes. I've definitely seen an uptick in, you know, pistachio croissants, for sure.
Croissants, 牛角包。诶，其实讲到这个牛角包啊，我觉得它贡献了好多 viral foods.
It's very popular.
Yeah, so many food trends 都跟它有关。比如前两年有一个什么华夫可颂是吧
?Croffle. Yeah, it seems like the croissant is just a very versatile pastry, and so people are always finding new ways of reinventing it. So, you know, the croffle is really just a croissant smashed into a waffle iron.
然后后来不是那个 cronut, 就是、
oh, yes, yes.
把牛角包做的像什么甜甜圈那样的。
Mm-hmm, yes, the croissant donut. It's actually one of my favorite things.
Oh, 真的啊?
Yeah, yeah. It's like...Definitely got a little extra crunch because it's still deep fried. And then you got all the layers of the croissant. So it's a very nice mixture of textures.
好像很多网红的东西都要 crunchy,
yeah.
都要脆是吧？这个 mouthfeel.
Yes.
因为现在很多视觉的元素有些人也是说那个叫什么 AMSR, 就你听在看他的 video, 他吃的时候啊、哦、那个脆脆的 right?
Right, right.
你一个很软的东西就没什么意思。
Yeah, yeah.
好那讲到这个呢我们就聊聊现在比较火的一些其他的网红食物啊。What comes to your mind, Diana?
I think...One thing that's gaining popularity here in America is 糖葫芦。
哦，是吗？我们这么传统的老北京糖葫芦。
Yeah, it's made its way here. And, you know, I see a lot of times vendors outside of like Asian supermarkets, they'll have a table set up and they'll be making the skewers kind of from scratch.
哦，那它这个肯定好吃，就现做的，所以外面是脆的嘛。Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
那个外面那一层叫什么 coating? Or...
Yeah, yeah, it's like the candy coating. I think even a few months ago, I just started seeing a lot of reels of people making it at home and kind of doing this kind of step-by-step recipe to teach people how to make it in your own kitchen.
所以对外国博主还真的蛮有想法的。
Exactly.
哎呦，我曾经还看过，就是一个人他说弄一个挑战，一个 challenge， 我要秀你什么东西我都能做成糖葫芦，就他还搞了牛排，就是真的、
oh、my goodness.
牛肉，然后他有在华人超市买什么鱼丸、牛肉丸，那个很容易弄了，但后来他就挑战自己说我要弄一块牛排，
right.
一整块外面都搞了那个 sugar coating、candy coating、wow. yeah.
Was it good? Did they like it?
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. 就有些人可能觉得味道还不错。
Right.
不是美国的 ribs, 然后还有我们喜欢吃的很多的那个猪肉脯外面就是也是甜甜的。
Mm.
So like the sugar meat, I feel like might work.
Right, right.
Yeah. 好那除了这个糖葫芦其实我们讲了很多 croissant 啊但还是不断的有 viral croissant 的这种东西。
嗯、mm.。
比如现在我觉得很多那个压扁的 croissant 以及就是叫曲奇 croissant like a crookie like cookie plus croissant、
oh, yeah.
这两样都很红
Yeah, I have not seen a crookie in the wild yet but I've definitely seen like the flattened caramelized croissants sometimes they're even sold prepackaged And then, you know, sometimes you see it being dipped, you know, in chocolate or something like that. Yeah.
或者糖葫芦那种博主可以
right, right.
外面搞一层糖，就脆上加脆，因为它 flatten 啊，就搞得很扁了以后，那个就本来就会更脆嘛 ，right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. 然后 crookie 啊，就是 cookie croissant， 它其实就是把 cookie dough。
嗯，
我觉得就是面团，然后它和这个牛角包的 dough 面团一起烤，那烤出来以后，你就是牛角包上面它可能有这个 cookie， 有的上面有好几摊，就 very decadent，
wow,
yeah，
Yeah, and it seems like a lot of times with these croissant creations, a lot of, you know, bakers are trying to basically reuse day-old croissants.
蛋糕店、面包店，它有很多已经不那么新鲜的 croissant， 就过了一天了。其实
，right, right, and it just, you know, doesn't taste the same. But if you're going to flatten it and pour some sugar and then caramelize it, it doesn't really matter if it's day old.
哎，好，其实讲到那个 cookie croissant， 让我想到，我觉得前一阵哈 ，the previous wave of viral food 是那个欧洲的饼干 Biscoff。
Yes, I do think that was everywhere for a while.
就是你会看到各种各样的，就 Biscoff 放在牛角包上面了。
Yeah.
Biscoff 口味冰淇淋啦。Mm-hmm. 然后后来开始你可以买到 Biscoff spread， 就像花生酱一样，但是它是 Biscoff 的味道。
I also saw it a lot in coffee shops where they would add like, you know, Biscoff crumble to the top, or they would include some of the cookie into the latte.
对，就是特别上面如果挤奶油 ，if、mm-hmm. your coffee has some whipped cream, right? You can put the crumble, 或者他直接给你一块就好了。
Oh yeah,
就你买一杯咖啡直接送。
Right, right, yeah.
好，那说到那么多网红食物啊，我们节目最后来看看，要成为一个网红食物，你要具备怎么样的 DNA， 怎么样的基因？
Right, so I think with most viral foods, there's two very important things. The first is that it has to look good. And then the second is it has to be an interesting mix of texture and flavors.
对，第一点颜值高，因为现在这个社交媒体主要是视频嘛，短视频，对吧？ Mm-hmm. 所以你长得漂亮一点，真的就是会吸眼球。
Right.
Attract eyeballs, attention, pleasing to the eye, 是吧？
Yes, you must have that visual appeal in order for people to like really stop their scrolling and want to even learn more about it.
对 visual appeal 啊，视觉上的一种吸引力。另外还有你说的就是它的口味和口感是要比较丰富、比较多层次的，对吧？
Exactly. I think earlier we were talking about this and we realized it has to be kind of like an unexpected twist on something familiar.
我觉得这个很重要，就是你一个东西要 viral， 它肯定是需要有一些新奇的元素， right? Something surprising,
right.
Something that people did not know or even think about. 所以超出预期 unexpected， 但这个东西它也不能太奇怪，因为特别说到吃的，
right.
如果是一个很奇怪的，很多人没有吃过的东西，那可能就不太敢尝试，你这个东西就很难走红。
Right. It's kind of like, you know, a lot of times they say you have to have a little bit of sweet and a little bit of salty. Like it just has to be a balance of the new and the old.
啊，人生就是这样嘛。Life is all about that, 是吧？
Right.
哎，然后我发现啊，这个 viral food 刚刚讲了很多，都是什么甜的、饭的。
Right. I think the fact that it's a dessert really helps it go even more viral because, you know, it's not something you have to eat, but it's something that you can try and, you know, make it a little sweet treat.
就是好像自己的一个额外小奖励是吧？犒赏自己啊。
Right, right.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。不知道大家对你喜欢吃的 Dubai chocolate 不同的形式是什么样的啊？是冰淇淋呢，还是什么放在牛角面包里面呢？还是咖啡啊？都欢迎大家留言告诉我们。以及你觉得，比如我们中国有什么传统的啊，比较传统的食物，你把它加上一个 unexpected twist， 你把它弄得创新一点，有可能成为风靡世界的一款网红食物。
Right, so of course we're always curious what you've tried, maybe what other viral foods you really enjoy, and we look forward to hearing from you.
好，感谢大家的收听，我们下次再见。
Until next time, bye.